I don't know if I have an issue with this. We just got a tweet from a listener, Michael. We need a Javi Baez embargo starting right now. Seriously, stop this madness. When November gets here, sure, but not now. And I'm not necessarily against that. It's a tomorrow's problem, and today there's too much good to talk about. So I don't mind tabling Javi Baez calls.
How about we do that? You got a hand up for you? No bias? No bias?
Kang, I mean, you always look out for what's in the best interest of the show.
I agree. We don't need bias talk.
All right. Yeah. Here we go.
It's not relevant.
It's done. Good. Kenny, embargo. No bias.
We can circle back. There's plenty of time next conversation. You know, but let's live in the moment.
November, December.
Gator, like, let's be where our feet are.
I'm going to be where I'm at. Yeah.
248-539-9797. Okay, so there's so much to talk about right now. Obviously, the Tigers being in a playoff spot is an incredible story in Detroit. Depending on how this ends, it could be one of the greatest stories in Detroit sports history. Two amazing wins, led in large part, once again, by the kids. Some unbelievable fielding, whether it be Parker Meadows' home run-saving catch yesterday that took two runs off the board for Baltimore, to Jace Young making two plays on deflections. One went off Hanafy, got it out at first. Another one went off his own glove. And then was it Hanafy that was covering at third? I don't think it was Hanafy. I can't remember who the pitcher was at event because the Tigers were as close to a shift as legally possible. And the pitcher had to run over and cover third. They got the out there. There was Spencer Torkelson catching everything within his radius. What a catch radius, including balls. I mean, the ability to scoop a bounced throw has been elite of late. The catch by Sweeney on Saturday in Saturday's game with the infield in and the amount of distance he had to travel. Just all of these plays being made. Kerry Carpenter. I mean, yesterday they hit three solo home runs, won the game 4-3.
How about the mood Friday night? What was your mood on Friday night when the Tigers lost and they got hammered? And just every pitch looked like it was going out of the ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just, you know what I fell back on? I seriously fell back on the goal is to survive the weekend. Right. Don't be more than a game back.
Yeah. But opportunity lost, you know, got to keep pace. Yep. And then Saturday happens, they win. Your Michigan fans are happy, they win. Spartan fans not so happy. And then yesterday comes and Tigers are playing well. And then you find out Minnesota drops the first game. Like, oh, mm-hmm. Well, things just got interesting here. Then the Tigers go on to win. Like, all right, here we are. We're tied with them. We got this. And then what happened? Oh, the Twins lose the second game of the doubleheader. Damn it. And yeah, then the Lions win. Just a tremendous weekend.
So there's A.J. Hinch, maybe an underrated part of what he is doing. And, you know, I know he's talked about this with the guys, and we've talked about it on the air, but he was a psychology major at Stanford. And he has managed to thread this needle where they have cranked up the intensity but not the pressure, because it feels like two teams in front of them that have more veterans, Minnesota and Kansas City, are crumbling under the pressure applied by the Tigers. Those teams are playing worse as the Tigers get closer. And the Tigers, now that they are in a hunted spot, now that they're where they want to be, now that they control their own destiny, how does this young group respond? What does AJ say? What does AJ do? What you know, button does he push to make sure that they just keep doing what they're doing? 248-539-9797. All right. There's also the Detroit Lions, Gator. And today's Lions coverage is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro. The Lions win yesterday. It wasn't a 60-minute work of art. It started out as a work of art offensively, and they looked phenomenal offensively. Right down the field and score. I think it was 61 of the – it was maybe not 61. It was a lot of that first drive was done on the ground. David Montgomery, 6 carries, 39 yards on a 70-yard drive that resulted in a Montgomery 1-yard touchdown run. It was a work of art, and they gave up a scoring drive. And Kyler Murray looked like he was going to be a problem. Tigers come back, 13 plays, 70 yards. Lions come back. This is easy to do. I apologize.
Sorry, we're just talking about winners today, folks.
Lions come back, 13 plays, 70 yards. They lead it 13-7. The rest of the half is for Arizona's punt, field goal. Detroit adds another touchdown. They have three touchdowns in four drives. They look great.
You see how many plays Arizona ran in the first half?
21 or something.
I think it's less.
Is it? Anyway.
I think it was like 15 plays.
That's amazing. So second half, Lions don't score. And I think some people were disappointed in that. And look.
It was 21.
Was it?
Yeah, my bad.
How about that? Indicative of bigger plays? What's, you know, or indicative of bigger problems? The Lions second half? I mean, I don't. Football is not a game of perfect. You're not going to be perfect. But you do what you have to do to win games. You call plays specific to winning that game. The time in the game, the scoreboard, the down, the distance, being risk adverse, all contributes to play calling. But if you are some way unsatisfied with that win, keep in mind that yesterday, and I think this is important to note, yesterday the four biggest favorites, Cleveland, Tampa, San Francisco, and Las Vegas, none of them covered. These are the biggest favorites in the league. Cleveland was a 6.5-point favorite. They didn't cover. Oh, they also lost the game to the Giants. Tampa was a 6-point favorite over Denver. They didn't Oh, they also lost the game to Denver. San Francisco, a 6-point favorite over the... They lost to the Rams. And Vegas was a 5.5-point favorite over Carolina. They lost to Carolina. The four biggest favorites lost.
Who are those teams again?
Cleveland, Tampa, San Francisco, and Vegas. All were, those were 1, 2, 3, and 4, the four biggest favorites all lost outright. So.
To not a who's who of quarterbacks, by the way, other than, I mean, Stafford, but playing.
What do you mean? The teams that lost?
The teams that they lost to.
Okay.
So you had Daniel Jones was a winning quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Stafford beats Purdy, but, you know, Stafford playing without his top two receivers, right? Vegas got beat by Andy Dalton.
You better put some respect on his name. Yeah, he got beat. Yeah, they got beat by Andy Dalton.
And Sam Darnold.
Yep.
Beat Houston.
Okay, so what you're looking at? Well, Houston wasn't even on that list.
What was the other team on your list?
Denver. And Bo Nix.
Bo Nix getting things done.
So the point is, yeah, I mean, it's not like the Lions. They see things that could be better, and I'm sure they will work on those things. But on a Sunday in the NFL, that's a pass-fail grade, and they passed.
Well, they passed the flying colors. The first half was, it's one of the great halves of football the Detroit Lions played.
Offensively, yeah.
And as a game total, this is the best game they played of the three games so far. The first drive was great for the Lions, and then they gave up a big drive to the Cardinals, where Kyler Murray looked like he was going to carve him up on the ground and through the air because he was able to escape a couple times, had the 34 yards rushing on two carries, and then went on to have 11 yards on three carries the rest of the game. The rest of the game, he only ran it three times. Ran it twice in that first drive. Nothing doing afterwards because the defense was damn good. And the offense was damn good in the first half, very efficient, getting their three touchdowns. Let's move on. Oh, nothing to see here. Jake Bates missed an extra point. Nothing to see here. And the second half comes, and Dan Campbell's got an opportunity. They're up 20-10. If they wanted to kick a field goal on 4th-and-1, it would have been like a 51-yard field goal attempt.
Which I'd like to see Bates bang one of those
through. I'd like to see it too. And at the time, I'm thinking, do we do this here? I mean, if they make it, they would put him up by 13 points. They'd have to score two touchdowns to pass the Lions here. Or do you just do what Dan Campbell has done? Which is go for it on 4th-and-1.
He is who he is.
He is who he is. So they don't get it, and you know maybe things starting to tighten up a little bit for the fans, but for the team, their defense played so outstanding. They were able to just get the job done, and everybody on that defense contributed. When you think about who they were playing without at times, okay, again, no Anzalone to start the game. You had no Rakestraw, no Melifonwu. Those are three big pieces on your defense that are unavailable to you. So you're counting on Malcolm Rodriguez. You're counting on Neiman to go in there. And Reeves may have been making plays. Yeah. And unfortunately, a stupid hit, too. But, you know, Derek Barnes has to leave the game. Now, Jack Campbell's the guy who's got the green dot. Do what you can do. Aleem McNeil leaves the game with a shoulder injury. You know, now you're starting to, these are starting to pile up. You saw Onyeka come off the field and then come back on the field, fortunately. And, you know, that's just on the defensive side. Everybody stepped up and made plays. Carlton Davis, that tackle on fourth and one on Kyler Murray to keep him away from the first down marker.
It's a great play.
A fantastic play. And way to go. The pass rush was constant, and yet they only got home once. But the pressure in the second half that they put on Kyler Murray, he had no time to throw. And he was just, please God, just get it out of my hand. You know, he had a couple plays that looked like his receivers let him down. And then he had a couple, several plays where there was no shot because the rush was too much for him and he just threw it away. The Lions got an interception. Kirby Joseph, a nice pick. They almost had at least one other interception. I was so impressed with the defense. And now it's three games here. This is a three-game resume for the defense. Two against teams that were playoff teams last year, and a third in Arizona, who for the first 2 weeks of the season were all the talk of the NFL with what they've done offensively.
Really were.
And they shut them down. 13 points, and it didn't even think, like, really, they had 13? How'd they get that? Well, they had seven on the first drive.